that, that there's a promise that at the end, many Jews are going to respond to the final warning message. And from my understanding, my human reasoning, that has to be because they have some understanding of the Sabbath. And when the Sunday laws hit, they're going to have to think through the difference between Sabbath and Sunday and have to do some reevaluation of the whole biblical testimony. That's how I understand it. So when you consider Israel and the inroads of the papacy in there, you don't expect Israel to be too pro-Sunday law, correct? Correct? Okay. This is after the Pope's recent visit to Israel. Berek commends proposal for Sunday day of rest in Israel. All the cabinet meeting this Monday morning, Prime Minister Ehud Barak, I guess how you pronounce it, raised for discussion Israel Society and World Jewish Community Ministers Rabbi Michael Melchior, this is coming from the religious leader in Israel, his proposal regarding Sunday as an additional day of rest. Prime Minister Barak said that this was an excellent idea that would reduce tensions in Israel society and added that he would convene the Ministerial Social Economic Committee Tuesday to discuss the idea. Now, this was taking place right when the Palestinian problems started flaring up just not too long ago, and I don't know that they ever followed up on it. But brothers and sisters, they're discussing Sunday as a day of rest in Israel. Now, they're discussing it in terms of continuing for Sabbath to be a day of rest, but making Sunday an additional day of rest. And that just takes you back to where? The Great Controversy, page 574. The first public measure enforcing Sunday observance was the law enacted by Constantine in AD 321. This edict required townspeople to rest on the venerable day of the sun, but permitted countrymen to continue their agricultural pursuits. The first step way back when was to identify Sunday as a holy day and not bother putting any restrictions on Sabbath. It's being repeated in Israel today. Revelation 13:3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Sister White tells us that the Protestant churches would come together with Catholicism by setting aside their different points of doctrine. And all these passages that we're looking at are identical.